You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
Amen. I'm going to start decreeing a new campus. I'm decreeing a culinary school. I'm decreeing intramural sports. I'm decreeing a sanctuary or an auditorium. I'm decreeing a recording studio. I'm decreeing buses for God. I'm decreeing activities in our community. I want a buzz. I want this to be a beehive of activity, that God is still working. People coming in and going out, getting delivered and set free. Can somebody say amen?
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Experiencing the Power of God. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 3 through 6.
I want to encourage you to stay in the house of God this year. I want every one of you all to be back here next Sunday. You're not supposed to come to church on Easter and nobody see you next. You need to stay in the house. Can you give God, can you watch with me for an hour? It is getting so dark out there. This is supposed to be a nation where everybody has freedom of speech, right? Everybody should have freedom of speech. You just got two young men up in Tennessee kicked out of the legislature because they didn't like the way they moved. There are other ways to handle that. But they just got kicked out. Just kicked out right before your eyes, but it don't bother you until it happens to you. The nation started with the Tea Party. That's people who are defiant. I don't want to pay taxes to England. I don't like what's going on. We're going to use our freedom of speech to say something about it. That's what the nation started on. And all of a sudden now you got that. You just had a president that told all of you all what they wanted you to hear. His name was, what's his name? Donald Trump. Y'all don't need to watch them, watch me. Donald Trump. He told all of you all what you wanted to hear, what you didn't want to hear, and everybody submitted to it. My point is, why would you have a problem if somebody say what they feel like they need to say? So much so you're going to kick them out. Don't do that. Glory to God. We got to get to a point where we can allow God to be God, because this is what the nation is about. This is what the nation is about. Freedom of speech. I do believe we need, as believers, need to be decent and in order. Amen. But you're watching things happen right before your eyes, and you need to open up your eyes and get back into the house of the Lord. You want to go to the streets? There's nothing out there. Midnight pleasures, and they all come to an end. How many of you desire to be effective in this life? For God's purpose, His possibilities, to be a disciple, a follower of Jesus. Jesus chose 12 men to do what He needed them to do so they can walk in His authority and His power. But He also gave them assignments. And one of the things that help us to submit to for us to access the power of God is when you know your assignment. When you know your assignment. That assignment is not just your job. It's your life's assignment. Destiny is tied to one or two things. Number one, you're either called to the masses or you're called to help one who is called to the masses. That's basic destiny. In other words, you're either called to help the world to do something, or you're called to help a company help the world to do something, or help a church to help the world to do something. So say, for instance, if I'm called to the masses right now, I'm standing on the platform. I didn't ask for this. He gave me this. And my job is to speak to the nations, right? If you're called, if you're not called to do that, right, you need to get with someone who's called to do it and help them to manifest. As you help them to manifest, sowing your seed, doing what you do, flowing, learning how to work with people, God would open up doors for you. That's how He works. If you're faithful over a few things as it relates to destiny, you'll be ruler over many things. And if you learn that principle, you won't get frustrated when you start saying, what's going to happen in my life? Get tied to either helping someone do a job or you do it yourself. And if you don't have people helping you, maybe you're not called to do that. Because if you're called to do it, you're going to begin to see God work with you. Write it down, spiritual authority. God wants you to walk in that spiritual authority. Thank you, Lord. I believe as believers, we should not focus on authority so much. The power of moving people and things. God wants you to focus on this. Write it down. Your assignment. When I say God wants you to walk in authority, you think of deputy, a police officer, or judge that can command. But what he really wants you to do is learn to walk in your assignment. And as you walk in your assignment, he will add the power and authority to you. Thank you, Lord. I can't fix cars, so I have a mechanic. I can't fix microwaves. I send it somewhere else or get rid of it. If the CD-ROM doesn't function, we get rid of it. We get another one. I'm good at helping people. That's what I'm called to do. That's my assignment. Amen. I was in the hospital in the year 2000. And this is no lie. People were coming to my hospital bed and taking my hand, putting it on their head for me to pray for them. I want you to think about what I'm saying. I'm laying in the hospital bed. I wake up and somebody has my hand on their head saying, pray for me. Now, you all are saying, what? I'm telling you, when you call to do something, you'll start seeing evidence of that. You'll see evidence. I'm not asking for nobody to do that. I'm not trying to get it done. It's just the way it happens. And when you have a call on your life, you'll see things happen supernaturally. And if you don't see that activity happening, that means you need to get with someone that it's happening for. Know your assignment and flow in it, and authority will follow. Thank you, God. Don't seek deliverance anymore. Seek devotion and submission to God. And as you submit to God, deliverance will come. The scripture is clear, man, in the book of James. Resist the devil and he will flee. Well, how do you resist him, right? Well, you submit to God. It's right there in the text. Submit to God. Submit to God. What do you become under his authority? The reason the enemy has so much access in our lives is because we're not totally submitted to God. Thank you, Lord. The more I submit to God, the more fluent things happen for me. If you believe that your assignment is from God, you'll be more obedient. Even during the hard times. It's going to get tough for many of us. But there's a lifting of the head. There's a lifting of the eye. Miss Ann, God has something special for us. And he's going to make it done. He's going to get it done. Can somebody say amen? God has something special for you. You need to make sure you do everything you can do by submitting to him, being obedient to him, so his authority can rest on your life. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Write it down. Your authority will grow as you become more obedient to God. As your obedience grows. Authority is tied to obedience. So if God gives you basic instruction, learn how to flow with God. And you'll see authority rise at the same level of your obedience. If God tell you to call someone and ask them to forgive you, do it. If God tell you to sow a seed, stop trying to worry about it. Just sow the seed. The more you're obedient to God, the more authority he will release to your life. Glory to God. Come in here, the Lord spoke to me and said, I want you to go to everybody that you have conflict with and ask them to forgive you. I said, but I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything to these people. He said, ask them to forgive you. I said, but God, I didn't do anything to these people. What did I say? Ask them to forgive you. I did what he told me to do. I didn't know that if you have offense, it pumps corruption in your soul. And when you free yourself from the offense, you stop the corruption from being pumped in your soul. It wasn't for them, it was for me. I need to have a pure heart. I don't need to be walking around with offense. when I'm trying to do what God has called me to do. Thank you, Lord. Write it down. When you walk in authority, God says you'll be like a lamb, right? But lambs, lambs don't trample snakes. Only lions do. So you need to be humble as a lamb, right? But God has a way of transferring that when you submit to him. He will give you a lion's heart and a lion's temperament to trample on the snake. I was talking to you about the scripture. It says you will trample on snakes and scorpions. Well, lambs run from snakes. Lions confront them and rip them apart. There's a transference of attitude when you submit to God and you get authority. Glory to God. I was watching this Animal Kingdom show, right? And these hyenas are tearing apart this wildebeest. I mean, they're going at it, right? And all of a sudden you see in the distance this male lion like running toward them, way in the distance. And he's getting closer. He's getting closer. He's the only one. There's like 12 of them. And one of them look up and made this weird sound. It just took off running. Then the rest of them just dispersed. And he ran up on the carcass and stood over it. You know why? He had the authority. He didn't even roar. They saw his presence and they ran away from it. This is what God wants to take us to. When you stand or come toward a situation, the enemies of your soul bow to it. Because you're standing on the rock and you have the authority. Stop being humble as a lamb thinking things are going to move. God wants you to submit to him with humility. But he needs the lion to rise up in you when it's time to confront issues. Thank you, Lord. I like Luke chapter 10 and verse 17. Then the enemy returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. Jesus sent out 70. They came back saying, even demons are subject to your name. But look what Jesus said in verse 18. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall as lightning. But behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall be by any means hurt you. Look at verse 20. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you. Look at the word. But rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. We praise God for the wrong thing. I made it, God. I made it. I made it. He's going to make you make it. But you got to praise him that he's recorded your name in heaven. I don't care what comes against you. Your name is recorded. He knows my name. I love that girl to sing that song. He knows my name. Tasha Cobb, he knows my name. Oh, how he walks with me. Oh, how he talks with me. And I think she said, oh, how he tells me that I'm what? I am his own. Then she goes, oh, God, you know me. That's what I like about that song. God, you know me, and I trust you with my life. What does the next verse say? No fire can burn me. No what? No battle can stop me. No can turn me. What is up? No mountain can stop me. Y'all don't know the song? Because you hold my hand, right? You know my name. It starts there. All of those other things in terms of authority comes from the fact that you're recorded. You're recorded. You're recorded. Your name is inscribed. The name that he gave you, not the name that they gave you. The name that he gave you. Glory to God. Daniel was his name. Nebuchadnezzar called him Belteshazzar. He had to answer that name when he stood before the king, but he always remembered his name. Though he was in a strange land, he did not allow the culture to change his name. Like though you in America and you got your hip hop and you got your stuff, you don't allow it to change your name. What did God call you? He called you his beloved. He called you his son or daughter. He gave you a name. Know that name, the name that's recorded. And you walk in the fulfillment of it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Those that name, know his name or have their names recorded as I close are born of the Spirit. Born of the Spirit. Resurrection power doesn't just come, but to those that must be born again, when we accept Jesus and we walk with him, we sense his authority and power. And as we begin to move in the earth, he will cause things to happen for us. He's doing it for me now. Amen. I'm going to start decreeing a new campus. I'm decreeing a culinary school. I'm decreeing intramural sports. I'm decreeing a sanctuary or an auditorium. I'm decreeing a recording studio. I'm decreeing buses for God. I'm decreeing activities in our community. I want a buzz. I want this to be a beehive of activity that God is still working. People coming in and going out, getting delivered and set free. Can somebody say amen? And you need to be a part of that. We're going to start decreeing. I believe that's what God was showing me when he showed me those two people. His wings are covering them. Glory to God. Then he allowed them to sit in the same service and I don't recognize them. Both of them are visitors. But I believe God was speaking to me saying, you can trust what I'm seeing. You can trust what I'm showing you. Just speak it and release it upon the people of God. And I see power and authority rising up in you. And I see lift. I see lift. L-I-F-T. I believe God is going to lift you out of the dungeons, lift you out of depression, lift you out of an ability or an inability to connect with people, lift you out of being frustrated, lift you out of walking in darkness and transporting you into a new kingdom, lift you out of obscurity and making you known, taking you from the backside of the desert and making you come into the kingdom. I believe God is doing something special, and I believe you must be born again of the Spirit. Glory to God. And if you're born again, you'll start seeing some things again. If you're born again, you'll see things anew. It's hard to make sure that you're moving in the things of God when you've never been born again. Glory to God. Unless one is born of the Spirit, he cannot perceive the kingdom of God. All it is saying, God, I want to be saved. Recreate me in my spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Don't you know that you can be around God and not know him? You could be sitting in people, in the same room with people and not know them. That there are people in this room that have similar backgrounds to yours. You would never know it because you don't know them. And you can be in the church proximity, but not know the King. Thank you, Jesus. Bishop McLaughlin was preaching at this church and he called an altar call. And one of the older deacons came to the altar. He said, what are you doing, man? He said, I never gave my heart to Jesus. What? You mean you're functioning and doing all this stuff? And they said, nobody ever asked me. So the person next to you may be an imposter. They may not even be a part of this church, and you leaving the church because you don't like the way they looked at you. They may not even be saved. And you getting all hurt because some people are mad at me. They came to the church and somebody hurt them. The people are not even here to hurt you. We've had 7,000 people to join this ministry. Where are they at? What are you talking about? Get beyond church hurt. It's just people hurt. Glory to God. People fall, they get up and they get down. They get up and they get down. They get up and they stand up and they fall down. Get over that. It happens in every department store. People slip. Ooh. Lawsuit. Bishop Jakes has a whole legal wing because he's been sued so many times. He has to hire attorneys. You want the next level? You want the next level. You know what's at the next level? Anytime people see you blessed, they want to take advantage of. You can help them all day. You watch it, you know it. You know how it works. He got to hire a legal team? Come on, man. Everybody's not born of the Spirit. Everybody's not born of the Spirit. I believe if you're born of the Spirit, we'll start hearing the same thing. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I was down in Honduras. I needed an interpreter. I said, Jesus is Lord. The man spoke in Spanish. We gained a rhythm. Jesus is Lord. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Jesus is Lord. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Jesus is going to save. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-be. And we got into a rhythm as we were moving with it. I got into my rhythm. And in the midst of me teaching in Honduras, I heard something. And I was like, what is that? Drop, top, 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 loud like that. I said, what is that? He says, we've been praying for rain for half a year. And while you're preaching, the rain is falling. The people, listen to me, man. It was one of the most incredible things I've ever seen. I said, you must be born again. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit in the midst of the rainfall. And so many people gave their heart to Jesus. You can be in church calling for rain because your crops need to grow, but not know the one who causes the crops to grow. God can be blessing you in such a way you never knew it. But you must be born of the Spirit. When you're born of the Spirit, the sound of the kingdom will start coming through you. When you hear me say, oh! I need everybody to do it. Oh! Good, good. One more time. Now everybody's going to do it. Okay? We're going together. The sound of the kingdom. Now, when movement like that happens in the spirit, the demons that try to hold on to you, they get shaken because things move and reverberate when we make sound. Y'all understand? Sometime, man, you're so quiet, you got to step in your house. Ow! And take charge of the atmosphere. If she really born of the spirit, she going to say, go for it. Man, I'm preaching good. I said, if you step out of yourself and start howling in the spirit, we got to take authority. Howl! If you do it in your house, if she's born of the spirit, she's going to get with that. That's right. Get him. Get that devil out of here. Ladies, if you're single, you got to take authority. Stop letting things go and just hold that thing out, that note, and say, I'm taking authority over every devil. I'm the authority. The power is working through me in Jesus, and and watch things submit to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Number two, receive the Spirit. Not only should you be born of the Spirit, but God is trying to fill you up every day. Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled. If you came here today already filled, that means I can't fill you up. I can't do nothing for you. God wants you to be filled with His Spirit. Glory to God. I like the sounds of babies. It means our church is growing. You all came up in the Pentecostal church. You heard sounds like that. I like it, man. We got to let families come to the house of God. And these young people are bringing babies into the house. We got to learn how to deal with it. Now, if you got to go and urinate all the time, you got to do that before you repeat. That's what my mama said. Go and use the bathroom before you go to church. That's what my mama used to say. Y'all hear? You hear? You got to be born of the Spirit. Then you got to receive the Spirit. If you got enough spirit in you that you don't need to receive, something is wrong. I go through too much hell not to be refilled. Bishop, when are we going to have a revival? If you need a revival every year, you need a new pastor. The revival happened every week.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Experiencing the Power of God, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2304-0911. That's reference number 2304-0911.
The newest edition of Revealed Magazine is now available on our website, truthrevealed.org, where you can download a copy for yourself or someone. You can also flip through the mobile app pages or purchase a hard copy for $3 at the communication and promotion counter. Awaken Women, join Pastor Sabrina in person or live for Women's Fellowship this Saturday, April 22nd at 9 a.m.
The Career and College Prep Ministry, in collaboration with the 99th Squadron and the General Daniel Chaffee James Jr. Chapter of Tuskegee Airmen, will host a drone exhibition on Saturday, April 22nd at Fred Lee Park in Palm Bay. Beginning at 10 a.m., youth ages 12 through 18 will engage in activities that will include an orientation to drone flying, airspace factors, and drone flight competition. Email Michael Pittman at career.college@truthrevealed.org for registration details.
Parents, mark your calendar for Vacation Bible School 2023. Schedule for Monday, July 17th through Friday, July 21st. Email vbs@truthrevealed.org for more information.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Over my head, I hear music in the air.
There must be
a God.
Somewhere.